Imagine two companies with identical talent pools. One thrives while the other struggles. What makes the difference? Fred Kaufman's Conscious Business reveals it's not strategy or resources, but consciousness, our ability to experience reality clearly and respond with intention rather than reaction. This approach has captivated leaders at Google, LinkedIn, and Microsoft because it works. Consciousness in business means developing three capacities: self-awareness, understanding our thoughts; other awareness, recognizing others as conscious beings; and abstraction, transcending concrete experiences. The conscious business approach acknowledges that organizations exist in three dimensions: the impersonal it, tasks; interpersonal we, relationships; and personal I, meaning. While most companies focus exclusively on effectiveness, conscious businesses understand that sustainable success requires attention to all three. When people feel seen, respected, and connected to meaningful purpose, they bring extraordinary energy and creativity to their work. When facing challenges, we have two options: the victim stance or the player stance. Consider two sales managers handling a delayed shipment. The first explains, "The shipping company messed up, nothing I could do." The second says, "I failed to build enough buffer time and didn't communicate proactively. Here's my plan to fix it." This illustrates unconditional responsibility, the foundation of conscious business. Victims maintain self-esteem by claiming innocence and placing blame elsewhere. While their statements may be factually accurate, they're disempowering because they offer no path forward. Players derive self-esteem from doing their best regardless of circumstances. They acknowledge external challenges but focus on their response. "I didn't anticipate the market shift, but here's how I'm adjusting our strategy." This doesn't mean blaming yourself for everything. It means recognizing your power to respond to circumstances. Like a card player who can't control the dealt hand but can play strategically, conscious business people focus on what they can influence rather than what they cannot. What qualities do you most admire in others? Likely courage, dignity, kindness, and compassion, not power, wealth, or fame. Yet in business, we often pursue superficial goals while sacrificing our highest values. Essential integrity aligns behavior with core values. Every action serves dual purposes: achieving a desired result, success, and expressing values, integrity. Success measures alignment between intended and actual outcomes, while integrity measures alignment between behavior and values. The Stanford Marshmallow Experiment illustrates this principle. 4-year-olds who delayed gratification for greater rewards showed significantly better outcomes 14 years later, scoring 210 points higher on SATs and demonstrating better relationship skills. This discipline, regulating energy toward goals aligned with values, creates long-term success. Integrity doesn't compromise success, it enhances it. It implies excellence while providing perspective that prevents short-term thinking. When examining what we truly want, all desires lead to universal values: truth, happiness, freedom, peace, and love. Success itself is merely an intermediate step toward these deeper values. Have you ever been certain you were right, only to discover later you missed crucial information? Ontological humility, recognizing our perspective's limitations, prevents this trap. Piaget's experiment shows this clearly. Children under 5 can't understand that someone facing them sees a different side of a multicolored block. Many executives behave similarly, assuming only their perspective is valid. Our mental models filter reality through 4 lenses: biological, physiological limitations; linguistic, we see only what we can name; cultural, shared interpretations; and personal, unique experiences. These filters invisibly shape our perception of reality. Kaufman contrasts the mutual learning model, based on ontological humility, with the unilateral control model, rooted in arrogance. Mutual learning helps people integrate multiple perspectives rather than fighting to prove they possess ultimate truth. Despite its benefits, most people prefer unilateral control because it suppresses contradictory information. Humor serves as the most powerful antidote to ontological arrogance. When a joke's unexpected turn destroys your assumptions, your laughter acknowledges that what seemed like fact was merely inference. Every conversation involves three dimensions: the task, it, the relationship, we, and the self. Difficult conversations become challenging because we feel threatened in all three aspects, creating a gap between spoken and internal dialogues. When HR Director Sharon disagrees with her boss Patricia's policy change but remains silent, the issue persists, their relationship deteriorates, and Sharon harbors resentment. Our unspoken thoughts often contain harsh judgments and intense emotions. The solution isn't dumping or suppressing these thoughts, but refining them through awareness, responsibility, and mutual learning. Most people handle conflicts poorly due to ineffective resolution skills. Approaches like denial, avoidance, surrender, domination, and compromise treat solutions as fixed rather than creating new possibilities together. Behind every conflict lies potential for collaboration. If parties didn't share common interests, they wouldn't be talking. The key is distinguishing between positions, explicit demands, and interests, underlying needs. By repeatedly asking, "What would you get through X that's more important than X itself?" you uncover deeper interests. Working constructively during conflict requires moving beyond positions to explore underlying needs, fostering creative solutions, and building foundations for future cooperation. Human coordination through commitment networks forms civilization's foundation, more essential than technology itself. When commitments are honored, trust flourishes. When broken, productivity suffers. Many professionals avoid making clear requests, fearing vulnerability or rejection, which prevents honest discussion of trade-offs. A well-formed request follows. In order to accomplish W, need, I ask you to do X, specific action, by Y, specific time. Can you commit to that? 6 clear responses to requests include, yes, I promise, no, I need clarification, I commit to respond by date, I accept conditionally, or let me make a counteroffer. When commitments break, productive complaints create learning opportunities. HP exemplified this by immediately contacting clients when delivery dates couldn't be met, offering alternatives and taking responsibility. Despite similar delivery statistics as competitors, this proactive approach earned them a reputation for reliability. Leaders establish cultural standards through actions. When they fail to embody their espoused values, their pronouncements become meaningless. The real purpose of business transcends profit-making, to become a vehicle for self-knowledge and self-actualization. Since most of our adult lives are spent working, treating it as merely economic necessity wastes precious time. Extraordinary organizations create environments that respect employees while directing energy beyond self-preservation towards something greater. Though many consider love inappropriate in corporate settings, agape, commitment to others' well-being, forms the foundation of all human interactions. Business becomes most fulfilling when approached as a game, creating flow, where self-consciousness dissolves. The power comes from simultaneously caring deeply while knowing failure isn't catastrophic. The 7 qualities of conscious business are simple concepts but difficult practices because they require a fundamental shift in consciousness. Rather than seeing work as unavoidable hardship, conscious business views it as love made visible. This transformation is irreversible. Once you begin seeing clearly, you cannot return to unconsciousness. Taking one step at a time with community support allows what is indestructible to arise within you.